Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 240 on October the 13th, 2022. I'm your host, Derek, and in this week's show, we'll cover the trades from last week on Tricita Inc., Annalee Capital Management, and AT&T, and we discussed three new trades on Transocean Group, Snap Inc., and Marathon Oil Corporation. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C. @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. I also teach students how to trade options, not just study theory, with a combination of videos and live coaching calls. If you're ready to take your trading to the next level, send me an email to schedule a phone call. So this week's show is being recorded using end-of-day prices on Thursday, October 13th. Friday will likely have some big moves as well, and so far, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has gained 741 points, closing on Thursday at 30,038 points. The S&P 500 Index has gained 3 points, ending the day on Thursday at 3,669 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is the language of trading. In speaking with one of the podcast listeners last week, I realized that there are still some words that I use on the show that might create confusion. I've been very careful not to use some of the more complicated words that are common within option trading. However, there are still some basic trading phrases that I've not eliminated from my vocabulary. It's a function of having been in the industry for more than 20 years, so I wanted to take a moment and just explain some of them. So let's start off with the word long. I often say I'm getting long a spread. That means I'm buying the spread. The opposite of getting long is getting short. I might say that I'm getting short a spread or an option. That means I'm selling that spread or option. In fact, there's also a term called short selling that refers to selling something prior to buying it. If you short a stock, you are selling the stock to open a trade with the intent to buy it later, ideally when the price has gone lower. So when I first started trading options, we would use the word premium. There's this idea of paying premium or selling premium. So premium and price mean the same exact thing. If you sell an option, you're collecting premium because you're receiving money. If you buy an option, you're paying premium because you are spending money. And finally, I sometimes mention the bid-ask spread. The bid and the ask are given both for stock and for options. The bid is the price that market makers will pay to buy an option from you, and the ask is the price that market makers will collect for selling an option to you. From the retail trader's perspective, or our perspective, we sell the bid price and we buy the ask price. That also is the, they call it market making versus market taking. If you are market making, you buy your bid and sell your ask. If you are market taking, even that even happens as a professional, you will end up selling your bid and buying the ask. So when I speak of the bid-ask spread, that simply refers to the difference between the price that we can buy and sell the option or stock at. And those are just a few examples of words that have specific meanings within trading. If there are any other words that you hear on this show that you're not quite clear about, feel free to email me and let me know so that I can clear them up, because if you are confused, you're probably not alone. There may be some other people out there that are confused, and it'll go right over my head because of my time trading and, you know, speaking with other traders, and you don't even catch the phrases that have other meanings relative to what you could look up, say, online in the dictionary. So that's it for this week's topic of the week. Now let's go ahead and get into the trade review. And like I mentioned earlier, this trade review, everything on the show is using the prices at the end of the day on October 13th, Thursday, October 13th. This weekend will be quite busy, where I'll actually be a part of the alumni marching band from my alma mater, my college. We'll be playing the halftime. And there's a music festival, a three-day music festival. So if you guys didn't know I like to have fun, what's the point of trading? I've mentioned the importance of fun and vacation just in keeping your mental capacity up. And this weekend, I get a little bit of that. So just to be able to make sure that I was able to create a show, I wanted to make sure I got it done early, even if it means using prices from Thursday rather than Friday. So that's the caveat. Everything, all of the prices on today's show use end of day pricing for Thursday. We're going to start off for the review with our covered call. We looked at Tricita Inc., symbol T as in Tango, C as in Charlie, D as in Delta, A as in Alpha. At the time, the stock was trading for $12.25 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the October 12 half call at $4.10, looking for a return of 35.51% in 2 weeks. Now, Tricita's shares have gained 24 cents, closing at $12.49 on Thursday. The call option we sold has increased 10 cents, leaving us with a net gain of 14 cents if we were to close the trade immediately. Now, if you've been listening to this show for any decent amount of time, you already know that we wouldn't close this trade immediately at all. Instead, we'd like for the option to expire in the money. That would close the stock position and allow us to sell our stock at the strike price of the option that we sold, and we still get to keep the premium we collected when we sold the option. That was a pretty hefty premium. So this trade is working out so far. If stock happens to go lower next week before expiration, I will simply increase my yield by selling another call option on the shares in the following month, in the month of November. So no adjustments are needed on this trade so far. We have one more week until expiration, so stay on top of the stock price, but it looks like that 35.5% return is a lot closer to happening. Next up, we have the credit spread. We looked at Anna Lee Capital Management, symbol N as in November, L as in Lima, Y as in Yankee. Now, at the time, the stock was trading for $16.27 per share. I looked at selling the October 16 half 17 call spread at 15 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 35 cents per spread. Well, Annalee's shares are up 73 cents so far this week, closing on Thursday at $17 per share. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is now at the money, and the spread can be repurchased for 36 cents, which would lock in an immediate loss of 21 cents. Now, I oftentimes like selling a put spread against the call spread to create an iron condor. However, the pricing for the put spreads isn't appealing at all. Instead, I'd look to roll this trade. I would consider buying back the October 21st expiration 16 half 17 call spread for 36 cents, and then I would look to sell the November 21st expiration 17 18 call spread at 39 cents. This accounts for our 21 cent loss on the week and gives the trade more time to work out if you still believe the shares will continue to head lower. So rolling the spread is often a great way to manage risk and control near-term losses. I don't mention this strategy on the podcast often, but it is something that I use in my own portfolio. And on the podcast, I also talk about keeping your risk in 1 month. But with such a short-term trade and seeing a loss that I ultimately think is going to become a win, it's worth it for me to consider rolling the trade to the next month in order to give it a little more time. So rolling spreads is definitely worth adding to your list of strategies for managing trades and managing risk. And this week, that's probably what I would look to do. Our last trade from last week was a debit spread on AT&T, symbol T as in Tango. Now, at the time, the stock was trading for $14.94 per share. I looked at buying the October 15 half 15 put spread for 31 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 19 cents, or that would be a 61.29% return in 2 weeks. Well, shares of AT&T rose 18 cents through Thursday, closing at $15.12 per share. the in-the-money put spread we bought is not fully in the money anymore. In fact, it's sort of in the middle. Price is right in the middle of those trades. So the spread has 38 cents of intrinsic value still, which leads me to ignore the 5 cents of loss we would otherwise experience if we were to close the trade immediately, which would mean crossing that bid-ask spread. Now, given that the spread still has some intrinsic value, I'm not a fan of making any adjustments on this right now. If the stock continues to rally, I'll look to turn this long spread into a short spread prior to expiration. We've talked about how to do that in previous shows. For now, no adjustments are needed. So that's it for the review for last week's trades. Let's go ahead and get into the new trades that I'm looking at this upcoming week. Again, these are using the end of day prices for Thursday, October 13th. And today we officially start looking at November trades. So all of the trades mentioned on today's show will use the November 18th expiration for monthly options in November. So we'll start off with the covered call. I'm looking at Transocean Group, symbol R as in Romeo, I as in India, G as in Gulf. On Thursday, the stock closed for $2.95. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the November 3 call at 32 cents, which could give us a return of 12.54% in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $2.95 and then selling the November 3 call at 32 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $3 per share. The break-even price is $2.63. And in real terms, the stock purchase will require $295, and you'll collect $32 for selling the option. Next up, we have a credit spread on Snap Inc., symbol S as in Sierra, N as in November, A as in Alpha, P as in Papa. The stock ended the week at $10.58 per share. I'm looking at selling the November 10-9 put spread at 37 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 63 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the November 10 put at $1.03 and concurrently buying the November 9 put for 66 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $10 per share. The break-even price is $9.63 per share, and in real terms, you'll receive $37 per spread that you sell and have $63 at risk. And our final trade on the week is going to be a debit spread on Marathon Oil Corporation, symbol M as in Mike, R as in Romeo, O as in Oscar. The stock closed on Thursday at $28.33 per share. I'm looking at buying the November 27-28 call spread for 61 cents, hoping for a maximum gain of 39 cents, or that would be a 63.93% return in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the November 27 call for $2.92 and concurrently selling the November 28 call at $2.31. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $28 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $27.61 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $61 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $39 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening on one of the podcast stations or even watching on YouTube, for those of you who find us on YouTube. Thank you so much, like I said, for listening. If you have any questions about the trades here on the show, you really can email me, and I love getting emails from listeners. So feel free to reach out to me at eric@theweeklyoption.com, or you can simply enter your question on the contact form on the website, theweeklyoption.com. So have a great weekend, and as always, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.